can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, May 29th, 2024, episode 90.
Curry and the Keeper.
Well, hello, my queen from the K-Love scene.
Hello, my love.
Hello, baby.
How are you?
I am good.
Are all giddy with it.
I'm in a good mood, and let us toast with a brand new vino.
Yes.
Something we have not tried before.
Cheers.
All right.
Let's smell it.
Let me see. Ooh. Oh, it smells good, actually.
I'm actually drinking.
Stand back, everybody. It could be dangerous. She's drinking. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of smooth.
Ooh, I actually kind of like
that. This is a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, mm-hmm. also known as a cab.
A cab.
From 2020, yes. Duckhorn Vineyards.
Yes.
Let me see. Founded by legendary vintners Dan and Margaret Duckhorn in 1976. Duckhorn Vineyards is an iconic Napa Valley winery crafted using grapes from Napa Valley's finest vineyards, including our own estate properties. The renowned wine combines both mountain and valley floor grapes. I tasted the mountain grapes. To create a beautifully structured Cabernet Sauvignon with supple tannins and luxurious layers of, can you name them?
Pepper?
Savory spice, I'll give you that. I'll give you savory spice. I'll give you that as pepper.
Black cherry?
Blackberry, very good. I heard you said blackberry, didn't you? Yes. And one more berry you won't get. Boysenberry.
Oh, boysenberry.
Boysenberry.
It's very good. And this was a gift from
Jill and Mike.
Jill and Mike.
Yes.
Yes, and in celebration of our vow renewal. Yes.
This is good, people.
I know. Thank you, Jill and
Mike.
Yeah,
I love that. It's
such a lovely gesture.
Finally, a new wine on Curry and the Keeper. We've had the...
the Argelais for many weeks.
Has been in there continuously.
I know.
I should probably say we just got back from a lovely dinner.
Yes, Dame Christina Pearl was in town. She flew into San Antonio. She's a flight attendant with Southwest Airlines and rented a car and drove out to Fred and spent the day with me. We hit Main Street.
Hey, did you guys walk up and down Main Street?
Yeah,
it was pretty hot. It was like 85 degrees.
It wasn't too bad, actually. There
was a bit of a breeze. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nice.
We walked just a few blocks, you know, on both sides. And she got lost in the kitchen store. There's 15 rooms in the kitchen store.
Das Kuchenladen?
You know what I bought? I bought a gripper.
A what?
A gripper to open up jars.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
Well, you have a gripper.
You.
Yes. Tina's like, can you open this?
When you're on a call or mm-hmm, doing a podcast mm-hmm. or and working.
You've come in during that and just said, can you open this, man? Why you just keep doing the podcast?
I just don't know.
Do you think that your hand strength has gotten progressively weaker over time?
I think I'm old. I'm elderly. I'm elderly,
give me the gripper.
I'm a little, But yes, yeah, so no, she loved the kitchen store. We went in every room. It was nice. It was lovely. And we went to Friedhelm's for dinner. She actually bought us a gift card for Friedhelm's, and we used it on her.
I really like Dame Christina Pearl.
I do too.
She is very funny.
Yeah.
I love hearing all of the inside dirt on the airline industry. And, you know, I told her Southwest is one of my favorite airlines, if not my favorite, particularly for the boarding process. And she's like, we all hate it.
I know.
That was surprising.
I know. I thought so, too.
They don't want open seating. They want to be able to tell people to shut up and sit down. 8A is your seat. Be quiet. Yeah.
And she and her husband, Charlie, have been doing carnivore since January. And Charlie's lost almost 50 pounds and she's lost 18 pounds.
Charlie must get blown away when the wind blows.
She's like, he's ripped now, she said.
Okay.
They're doing really well.
She is funny. She's just funny.
She's so easy to be around.
Yeah, she is. And she puts the lid down, which is good.
Oh, she
keeps
knows.
The lid. Yeah, she knows. She keeps the lid down.
She knows.
KTLD.
Yeah, because we'd be calling her out on the show.
But
I told her, I said, you know, Adam is holding back my stardom.
I told her that.
Because
hold on. I'm holding back your stardom,
yes,
no less.
Because you said,
What did I do now?
He said, I'm thinking about putting the show on Apple because then we could get more listeners. And I said, yes, because you're holding back my stardom. And Christina goes, Tina, if you wouldn't hold back your stardom, you'd probably get your driveway. Yes.
Okay.
So I told her, I'm saying that on the show.
Well, you know, I think that we'll never go on Spotify because they're just no good.
Oh, no.
But since people definitely, you know, the people who want to do value for value in the modern apps, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And there's just people who do it in PayPal, which is good too. I will always promote the modern podcast apps.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hold back your stardom.
I know.
For any reason whatsoever. So now we can say, go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You be sure to say that, okay? You do that.
Yeah. I don't care either way. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Anyway, it was really nice. Yeah. It was good to have her here. Always lovely.
She's
now,
so easy to be around. She's the Indiana girl. You know, us Indiana girls, we stick together.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. Now, I mean, what a week we've had. What a week, people.
It has been quite the week.
It has been amazing. Of course, we finished the show on Wednesday. Thursday, I had, I worked. What did
no
you
agenda.
Do?
Thursday, I laid on the couch.
Yeah, there you go.
No, this is what I did. I packed for you. Uh-huh. I washed all the clothes. I ironed your shirts. I packed everything for you. Yes. I packed everything for me. I packed everything for the dog.
Yes.
Your dog.
May I just my dog. This is so horrible.
No, she's my girly.
No. You always say, your dog. You know, she's your dog. And then when I call you out on it, you're like, oh, yeah, our dog. Okay, our dog. It's all right, because when the chips are down, I know who she's going to defend.
Me.
We
were getting ready because we were leaving early on Friday to head to Nashville for the K-Love Fan Awards.
I do appreciate that. By the way, that is where you get your name from.
I know.
From your packing skills.
Yes, I know. And I'm happy to do it. Okay. I don't mind.
And let's be honest about it. You're really good at it.
I am. And I pack us really and good. I unpack us.
That's correct.
The only thing I don't do is your toiletries and your tech bag.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
My tech bag.
Yeah.
My over-the-shoulder
your
tech
TB.
Bag. My TB, yes.
Tech bag.
And because we had, it wasn't too early, actually. Friday morning, I took Phoebe to the Gulag.
8 o'clock, and we were on the road by,
both took her. Yeah, that's right. We dropped her off. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the phone, and you took her in, and then we headed to Austin, mm-hmm. and it was smooth sailing all the way to Austin.
We got our TSA, pre-check?
The known traveler number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me, we're in the system now against all my wishes and wills. But okay, we're in the system. Kind of worth it.
And it doesn't matter if you decline the photo now. Like
no,
when you go
it doesn't.
Into boarding.
Still declined the photo.
Decline
I was
it.
Proud of you. Like, now don't take a picture of me.
I'm like, even though you already have it.
And I said to the guy, no, I declined too. I said, even though we're in the system, doesn't really make much difference. And I know that the FAA bill got passed, so it's going to expand. He says, yeah, by the way, don't mind all the cameras on the ceiling.
That's what he said?
Yes. He was like, don't mind those. I mean, there's no pictures being taken here. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
But I do think that in the TSA pre-check line, the TSA agents are just nicer.
You think so?
The woman who was there, she was just like, hi, blah, 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 you know, smiling.
Well, I think a lot of people probably just come up, hand them their documents, don't ever say anything. I always say, how are you today?
Yeah.
I always address them.
I mean, the actual conveyor belt agent, mm-hmm, they're mm-hmm. usually like yelling at you, take your stuff out. Since then, you don't have to take your stuff out.
Yeah, it's
they don't have to
thing.
Yell at us.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
So they're kind of happy.
Perfect. Now, we were supposed to travel with Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette.
Yes.
But they had a whole change of plans, and so they were actually flying in from Dallas.
Right.
But we met them right there in the airport at
we came
baggage
down,
claim.
They were right there at baggage claim. We went and got our boat of a car.
Well, we had such favor because, well, we prayed for travel favor.
We had
of course.
A lot of travel favor.
We had massive trade. Yes. Yes, thank you. And
there and home.
Yes, and I rented through American Express.
Enterprise.
Yeah, but it was through American
was
Express.
It through American?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, yeah, I did through American Express.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I made the reservation.
Oh, did you do it straight with Enterprise?
Yes, I believe I did.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Well done.
Yes, because they didn't have it. I looked on American
Express.
Oh,
okay. Well, well done. Well done.
Yeah.
And then you know, I said, let's get a full size SUV. And the first was going to be, and we went up to a Jeep Wagoneer. It was nice, but something was broken. The seatbelt was broken. Then she came back with a brand new Grand Wagoneer, the aircraft carrier of the American this thing vehicles.
It's as big as an Expedition. It's bigger. It's about as big as a Suburban.
It is a massive, and it's just this huge thing. I'm like, Pastor Jimmy, didn't you used to live in Nashville? He's like, you're driving.
I know.
You're driving, bro.
You made
him
do all the driving. Uh-huh. I know. Uh-huh. I know.
So we went to the K-Love Fan Awards weekend.
Yes.
Where do you want to start?
Well, when we first got there, we went and had a... We're in the biodome
in the Gaylord Hotel.
Gaylord, yes. It's so weird. It's like Disney World.
It's a biodome.
It's like the Truman Show. Yeah. Because all the plants are perfect in there.
Yeah, and they grow and you're in
because
an atrium.
It's climate controlled. And it's the
biodome. It is, totally. It's like, it's weird.
It is odd.
And I kind of feel like we're not getting real oxygen
somehow. I feel
somehow.
Like ants under a glass. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Terrarium. Ants under a glass. Exactly. Yeah. But everything was in the hotel, basically. You know, they think of like three conferences going at the same time, you don't even bump into the other people. It was amazing.
Yes. Yes. Hold on. I'm right. Ants under the glass. Show titles.
Gotcha.
No. And so once we got there, I mean, check-in was smooth. We got into, you went and got all, Annette and I got our rooms, and then we met you over at the Delta Convention Ballroom, and you were in line, and we waved to you, and we're like, hey, we're going to go get a drink. Yeah.
Jimmy and I are in the line, and these women go, hey, these two hot ladies are trying to get your attention. I said, oh, we did this wrong, didn't we, Pastor Jimmy? We did the wrong thing here. We're in the line still. You guys checked us in. But that, I have to say, there were lots of lines at this event, but every line was moving.
Yes.
Every line moved smoothly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there was no aggravation, no one cutting in line, no one doing anything. This is, oh my God. It's Christians.
Although
we're all so nice.
Although when we met up with you at by the Delta while you're going to get our tickets and everything, and I said to the guy, I go, those are our husbands. Can we just kind of cut the line? And
no.
He goes, I wouldn't do that. No. I go, would that start a riot?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah. I said, okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's probably right about that. No, there's no line cutting. There's no line cutting in the kingdom.
So then after that, so Annette and I went and we waited outside the steakhouse until they opened at 4:30.
Yeah.
We had only wait maybe 20 minutes and we didn't have a reservation. So they said, you can go and sit in the bar. And we snagged a table and it was lovely dinner.
It was beyond lovely. It was just perfect food. Perfect. We had some Prosecco or champagne. Was it Prosecco? Probably.
I don't
whatever.
Remember.
Everyone partook. That was beautiful. And I looked at the waiter and I said to Jimmy, bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody in Nashville is a musician. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, man, you in a band? Yeah. I play the bass. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Got it again.
Yeah.
And that really, and we had gotten some kind of weird news about some friends of ours.
Yes, yeah.
And so we were in a, it was kind of like a happy mood to be there, but at the same time, we were sad about what was going on with our friends.
Yes.
And really, I think it started almost there that God was just showing us throughout the whole time about our faith.
Yes.
I mean, somehow I think this might be your God shot. I'm not sure.
Well, it'll relate to it. Sort of. You're absolutely right. And I think being there in his presence really helped us and strengthened us so that we could be strong for our friends, mm-hmm. And it was, and that it is tied to my God shot because boy was my faith. Stretched.
That's a good
grown.
Term. You said that several times. I think that's a good term.
What?
Stretching.
Yeah,
your faith.
It was. I mean, and
did you read that somewhere? Was
no,
that just your own?
That was mm-hmm. that, and I had said that to Pastor Jimmy, and that's how I feel. And so, it was a huge download of wisdom for me. Huge.
For all of us, I think for all
yes.
four of us. Really.
Yes. Yes. And so, although disappointed and sad. It was also such a huge growing lesson for me. And Pastor Jimmy even said that. He says, some of the hardest challenges are where you really are stretched, my
yeah.
word.
And I would say, we had prayed for our friends for months about, some things that were going through, and it didn't turn out the way anybody wanted. And such an easy moment to just go, well, that didn't work. How? What good is this?
Not at all.
And the teaching for us was,
oh my gosh.
Oh no, 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 no. No, this is God's plan. God right. has it's his God's plan and he's will. Good. He's mm-hmm. good. So he wants good for all of us. It'll come.
Yes.
But not this moment. And it's not like, you know, I want a red fire engine. God, please give it to me. It just doesn't work that way.
No. And that was,
and we were kind of in that mode. I think
yes,
we were, everyone was.
So, and so the whole weekend, it was just lovely to be able to worship, and we worshiped to God the entire weekend. So after we went to the dinner, we ended up going to the kickoff concert. But before the kickoff concert happened, we ran into Sir By His Grace and his beautiful wife,
yes.
Jewel. So we got to
yes.
meet them.
Yep.
And also, the Mercy Me boys came up, and they both, it was Barry and Mike.
Well,
right?
That's what we were in the audience.
But this was before the concert started.
Yeah, so this the Grand Delta Ballroom, which is like 2,500 people.
Yes.
And by the way, the sound, except for the first act, the sound was phenomenal. I could not believe how good the sound was.
This ballroom,
the visuals, they had screens everywhere. Every concert in the world, I don't care if you're Christian music, country music, rock music, you should have the lyrics on the screen.
This
is just awesome.
I agree.
This is just awesome.
Not everybody did, though. So.
Most of them. It was some on the screen in the back.
Yeah, you know, it was hard to see.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah. No, that really helps.
But it's a real thing in Christian music and worship music. But it should be for every concert.
Yeah.
And so Mike and Mike is, we have our little, you know, Mike, Nathan, Barry, Adam, text group.
Yeah, and Pastor Jimmy too, right?
He was in it. When he changed phone numbers, he got kicked out.
Oh, I know that he.
And he texts with everybody
with Mike
too.
All the time. Yeah,
but you know it's kind of cool.
Like, he got kicked out.
Jimmy doesn't have
he
to be in every.
Out.
He did. he extracted himself from the group. Jimmy, if you want back in, let me know. So they're texting me. Hey, are you guys here? I say, yeah, we're kind of halfway back and. And so we're texting back and forth.
He goes, stand up.
Yes. And I'm standing up and I'm texting, I look pretty foolish here right now. And then they came up and then we just like, hey, how you doing?
Well,
they
both had No Agenda t-shirts on.
And they
performed that night too.
Yeah, in their No Agenda. I put that on Twitter.
Yeah.
In their No Agenda t-shirts. Those guys, they're fans, man. But we're as much fans of what they do, which is really cool.
And they're fun and nice. They're so nice.
Yeah.
So that first concert, so they came up and said hello, and Sir By His Grace, David Wicker and Jules came up and we were talking. And so then the concert started and it was amazing. Andrew Rip.
I was going to say,
I have Consumed By Fire was the first band that played. And that's when the bass was
rattling my teeth. I paid good money for these. Could you turn that down a bit?
And I said, if this concert's going to be like this the whole time, this is bad.
It's too much. Yeah.
And then they corrected it. And Andrew Rip came out and Kane was really good.
Fantastic.
And then Mercy Me performed at the end and they probably played for an hour.
A little over an hour. Yeah. And they were clearly the headliner of the evening.
Yeah.
And even though some of the things were the same as the concert we saw, there were variations.
Yes.
But I mean, they're just so tight. And Bart, the lead singer, that man is one of the funniest performers I know.
He
just has such a dry, pleasant sense of humor.
Yeah, he was very entertaining.
Enamoring, I think.
Yes. Even. And then Jimmy and Annette, Pastor Jimmy and Annette ended up going to their room. She hit a wall.
Oh, yeah.
They had a
I think he dragged her the last 100 feet.
Yeah, I mean, they had a pretty tough week.
They had a tough
week.
Yeah.
And so then we stayed till the end, and then Mike from Mercy Me says, hey, come backstage. And so we're trying to figure out, we walked out of the ballroom and you got the message and he's like, our manager is going to find you, or the road manager is going to find you. And we can't find him. And so you go up to like the sound booth,
I say,
guys.
Hey, anybody on comms here with Daniel? And I knew that would impress you. They're like, yeah, hold on one second. Daniel, there's two people here for you. I knew that would impress you.
Wow.
Like, anybody here got comms with Daniel? Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. That was Adam MTV guy.
I know.
Been in a million concerts. It all came back. Hey,
I was like, wow, I have fallen even more in love with you.
Sure.
Sexy.
Yeah, comms. All I have to say, is my code word now. Comms, baby, comms.
Okay, all right, you're pushing it.
So Daniel came out. We'd met him on the previous time that they played in San Antonio. These are the guys you got to remember, by the way.
Yeah.
In concert world.
Yes.
You always remember the road manager.
Yes. And then, so we went back and we were talking with Nate and Barry and Mike, mm-hmm. and Bart was there with all his huge family. I think he has 5 kids.
Yeah.
Nate has 4 kids.
Yeah.
4? 4 or 5.
Michael also has 5. 4 or 5.
And Mike has 4, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
How do these guys have time to play music?
Yeah.
They're clearly busy with other things.
They are just lovely, lovely.
Awesome dudes.
Yeah. And I love that they wanted to come back and chat with you a little bit too.
Yeah. And we were just.
Because we're just as big of fans of theirs as they are of you and No Agenda.
And we're just talking road stories. And then I say to Barry, man, that's a really cool watch. He says, yeah, you want it?
I know.
I got 2 of them. No, man, it's okay. I'm just mentioning it's a cool watch. That's okay.
Yeah, that was yeah. fun. So that was the first night. So then the second morning, Annette's like, okay, we got to go downstairs for breakfast at 9 a.m.
So imagine a prison mess hall with about probably 10 different buffet lines.
No, there was not. There was maybe
5.
Five. I don't know, maybe 4.
Oh.
Not many at all.
Short lines because
they kept running out of food.
Yeah.
So we
come in at 9 and it's supposed to be until 9:30 and we sit down and you and Annette I think
we're waiting in line.
Sir Bias Grace and Jules came later. And we're sitting there and you come back and you literally have a plate of potatoes for me. I'm like, something's wrong here.
I was like, this is all they have.
And Annette had a huge plate of bacon. Like, I got potatoes. I didn't get the bacon. Why were you not in the bacon line? You were in the potato line.
Because we split up. And then I saw them bring the eggs out. So they had this big thing of eggs. Okay. And it's like a prison line, basically.
It's the whole place, like the lights are on high.
Yeah, it's like a big cafeteria.
It's like in a basement almost. Yes. It feels like a basement that you could ride scooters in if you wanted to. Or
they were not
carts.
Well organized, catering.
That
or
didn't
the
work
hotel.
Out well.
No. So I get, I'm like, oh, eggs. Awesome.
By the way, who are you? Who are you?
Eggs, awesome.
Yeah.
So I get a big plate. I'm like, okay, this is for me and Adam. Get a big plate. And so
you got a big plate of eggs.
But before that, you came back with frosted flakes.
I'm like, I got to eat more than these potatoes, man. I'm like, I'll take the sugar on top of the cardboard. That's fine for me. That's all I could find.
So I bring back this big thing of eggs, and Annette has some too for Pastor Jimmy. And I split them up, and I give you most of them, and I take a bite of them. And at this point, you've inhaled them. You've eaten the eggs.
I've eaten half the
eggs.
And I'm
like, these are disgusting. They were powdered eggs.
Powdered eggs scrambled. Yeah, it was bad.
Disgusting.
It was bad.
Disgusting.
I mean, they also came with nothing. So I had to go and find some salt and pepper just to give it some flavor. No, it was bad. And we're like, K-Love, great, everything awesome.
Food,
zero. Like a 0.000 on the scale of zero-ness.
Yes.
It was just, that was so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but they had to provide food because there's no way that the Gaylord could have accommodated 2,500 people in those restaurants.
No,
so they had to do that.
And that's fine. It's just they need to improve that. And I'm sure when the survey comes, you will let them know.
That's right.
Yes, you will.
They're going to get a 1.
And so then we all went up for, was that the
it was the Singer Showcase.
The Singer Showcase, yes. Which was a really cool idea. And these are, I mean, we know. You know all the artists. I know some of them. I know some of the songs.
I know the songs, but I don't know the art. I didn't know a lot of the artists by name. But we had John Reddick, Matt Mayer.
With John Reddick. So they were all together. And John Reddick is, you know, God turn it around. I mean, I love that guy. That's been my jam.
Okay.
That's been my jam.
I know you keep saying that to me.
God turn it around.
When I say something to you, like, God turn it around.
God turn it around, baby. This is my jam. I mean, it's a 4-year-old song, but still. And then who else? Do you remember who else was on stage?
Matt Mayer, which I can't remember. Shane and Shane. You remember Shane and Shane, the two guys?
Yeah.
And Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. That was Worship in the Round.
But also The Girl?
No, that was later. That was the Emerging Artist Showcase.
Right.
I mean, it all starts to meld together.
It was basically just all wall-to-wall music, and they're sitting on stage talking about how they wrote the songs, what the circumstances
was. That was later
And then they just start playing, acoustic or together. You know, it's just, it was like, everyone, of course, it's Nashville, so the community is not even really that big. Everyone writes with each other.
Right.
Everyone plays on each other's records.
Yes.
But But because the sound was also just really, really good, it was a fun experience
to sit there
and just listen to their stories. Even though you're sitting in a ballroom, it's still, you know, they had screens so you could see from wherever you were. I was impressed. I've been to a lot of conferences, a lot. This is one of the best I've ever been to.
Well, the first concert was the Emerging Artist Showcase. And then at night, after we had our plated dinner in the same brightly
another
lit cafeteria.
Another 0.0 chicken. Well, and
I wasn't that hungry because I was starving because I didn't have much breakfast and we got burgers, remember? And then we came down for the plated dinner. And so I just ate I had a little itty bitty piece of chicken.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we did that, the plated dinner.
I think I ate all of my food, but I was like, this is
you
not.
Did. Yeah, it wasn't great.
And it gave me a chance to.
We weren't there for the food.
No, we weren't. It gave me a chance to catch up with Sir Bias Grace.
Yes, he kept calling you old.
Dude. he would say, you know, they're like your age. I'm like, what are you? So these friends of ours, they're your age.
He's only like 4 years. I know. 4 years I know. Older like, than, what are you or younger
talking,
than you.
What are you talking about here, bro? He would keep saying,
"That was pretty funny."
Yeah, I'm like, "What?"
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I know he didn't mean it,
no.
But it was just like,
"Yeah, you were like giving him, you give him, you
I'm,
giving
I'm
him
just
grief.
Giving him a hard time. Yeah. Why not? He's Sir Bias Grace. He can handle it. He's a snowboarder. He can handle it.
So after that, we went to the Songwriter Showcase, and that was the one that was hosted by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Whoa,
who is an icon in the
and most of these artists music. All kind of listened to him growing up.
And yes, and they like have such deep respect for him.
And they were all funny.
Yes,
like and musicians usually are funny with each other in general.
Mm-hmm.
But they had that kind of studio vibe. And who was the guy? He was the emerging artist. He has a huge hit right now. With he put his iPhone on his guitar to read the lyrics.
Oh, wasn't that John? That was John Reddick who did that. No.
No.
I can't remember.
The guy with
who
the beard.
It.
The guy with the beard. Tats.
Oh, I don't remember. He wasn't at night. He was probably during the day. I don't know.
I can't remember. Tats. Like everyone has tats. Yeah. Like that's a descriptor.
That was such a beautiful song, too. And that was like talking about how, you know, when we pray that what our prayers aren't always answered because.
And it was all messages. Every single song was another message.
Because all you have to remember when you pray, it's all according to God's will.
That's right.
Yeah. But no, so then that was really nice though with Stephen Curtis Chapman because Jeremy Camp was on.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was all the way at the end. They kept referring to his muscles. Remember him?
Yes.
And Rachel
Lampa. But he had a lot of health issues, so he was kind of recovering.
Yes.
And his own song, he had to restart four times.
That was
hilarious.
That was hilarious.
He's like, this has never happened. And makes it human.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're not a robot.
Yes.
Exactly. I love that.
So and then it was Rachel Lampa who had the guy Ethan with her. Remember?
Yes. Who wrote pretty much everybody's song.
And then David Leonard and Josh Baldwin. And I want to listen to more Josh Baldwin.
Yes.
So I knew a lot of the song. I knew a lot
of
the songs.
I knew some of them too. And when they did that medley.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I know that song. Oh, I know that song.
Yes.
And then what's the song that everybody always would be singing, even if it was on video?
Who's the artist?
I don't know. Our worship team also plays it.
Oh, really?
I'm horrible.
Help me
I'm
out
horrible.
Here. There was only, I don't know, 100 songs played over the weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry. But that was also kind of the thing is you're in the audience. And by the way, my arms are out of control. I can't help. I'm up like,
who
oh,
are
baby.
You, Mr. Curry?
I am when we up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm waving my arms in the air like who? I just don't care.
I know. You got those gargoyle arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people behind me are like, oh God, it's the Currys again. Can't get away from them.
It was so much fun. We already signed up for next year.
Oh, totally.
If you love worship music, you need to go.
If you just love music, period, American music.
Yes,
I mean, a lot of it is basically country.
A lot of it. A lot of it has that sort of that vibe.
Totally, totally.
It was so good. And then afterwards, after we did the songwriter showcase, we went out for Prosecco afterwards.
We
me,
did.
You, Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, we don't travel a lot. We rarely travel with people.
We are.
I could count on one hand.
I'm hoping that they're saying the same, but I felt we traveled very well together. It's possible they're like, God, never again with Currys.
So. I know. I don't know. Maybe, I think we were pretty good. I really think it is good
because we all decided not going to go to the gulag for breakfast. Come to our room.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
We're ordered room service.
And it turned out great. It turned out great.
And you know,
that was Sunday morning because we were like, let's do breakfast in our room. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating powdered eggs.
Nope.
Nope.
And then we scurried off to Sunday worship.
Which it opened with Elevation Worship, which was amazing.
Yeah, no, Elevation Worship, they're a machine. I think they have probably
three. They tour.
Yeah, well, they have three touring companies.
Oh,
they do? But the main guy was at our show.
Yeah.
At our worship. What's his name?
I have no idea. That guy
with the baseball cap on. There you go. There's another one. Everyone has a baseball cap on.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Very energetic, fantastic singers.
Yes.
Band is tight.
One of the highlights, though, was Torn Wells, who is a Christian singer, but he also just planted a church in Cedar Park, north of us. His sermon,
Progress is a process. Yeah.
Progress is a, you're right. I got it in my notes. Yeah. Progress is a process. He was so good. And I loved how he intertwined personal stories into it. And I hadn't seen him perform, and I know some of his songs.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
But I had never seen him perform. And so.
You mean do a message or you say perform? You mean.
Well, I know he opened the fan awards, which we'll talk about,
but
I've never heard him preach at all. And I thought it was amazing.
Dynamite. It was amazing. And again, same thing, same message.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on God's timeline. People.
I know. I know.
And just so good. Do they do video? Do they make that available of this at all?
I don't know.
I mean, the awards.
I don't know. But the awards are on Friday.
And again, thousands of people. Everyone just worshiping and having a good time and being in worship together.
And you can feel God's presence. It was just amazing. And I get ministered through worship music. Mm-hmm, I mean, big time I do. Mm-hmm. You do too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You do too.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And so then after that, I know we're giving everybody a blow by blow. After that, we hopped in the big old vehicle.
All six of us with Survivor's Grace and Jules, and
we went to downtown Nashville to the Gulch area.
The Gulch area.
Which, and that said, that's kind of the fancy schmancy area.
And we were there upon invitation of Sir Patrick Coble.
Yes, and he arranged a luncheon for us, which was so lovely.
Swanky place, STK.
We walk in, we sit at the table, and he knocks all the dishes over, and they all go crashing to the floor.
Glasses, like huge. It's like, we're here, don't worry, everybody. We're just announcing our entrance. We're all good.
Yeah.
People at the table's going like, who are these nut jobs? The Christians are here. All right, everybody.
I know.
But Sir Patrick, he had already pre-ordered family style.
I know.
Because he knew that most of us are, we're all basically carnivore. Most of us, we're all basically I'm carnivore by default. Okay. It's like,
he goes, Adam, I ordered you potatoes because I know that you love the potatoes.
Sir Patrick Coble is a good, good, kind man.
Yes.
He is an outstanding human being.
He was sharing all the horror stories of how you need to protect your digital footprint.
He happens to be an expert in the field. And it was pretty, pretty interesting.
But it was lovely because he ordered appetizers and then he ordered, I don't know, five or six different kinds of
Your cuts of meat with Sir Patrick Coble.
Yeah, it was great. Mm. It was so nice to see him and spend some time with him.
Catch up a little bit. Yeah. And he's, through living up in a down world and through us to Pastor Jimmy and Damonette, he's back in his church and he's back to faith. And
I think his family
is also coming back to it.
Yes. And we have a note from him, which I will read a portion of it in our donation segment.
Yes.
So, and I love that. I love that, listening to us and then being led to living up in a down world and look at us. This is crazy.
I know, right?
It's so amazing. So,
but that was really just the prelude to the most important part of that day.
Yes. And why don't you talk about that?
Because Damonette, for days, I was like, okay, when we go downtown, it's only about 2-minute walk to the Cronut Hut. or whatever that place is called.
She was so excited.
She was, that was jacked about the Cronuts.
That was Saturday night. She's looking it up like, oh my gosh, Five Daughters. We got to go to Five Daughters. It's a Cronut.
Is that what it's called? Five Daughters?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so the she's Cronut like, Hut.
So we look where the restaurant, and she's so excited because it's down the street from the restaurant.
And
even though a tornado was blowing in.
This is literally a tornado.
Tornado was blowing in.
We're gonna weather the storm. We'll risk it. It's okay, Auntie M. We'll be fine.
For the Cronuts.
We're going for the Cronuts. I mean, she and I understand, you know, as carnivore, you know, to have this treat. Which, and for those who don't know what a Cronut is, it's a croissant donut. All right. I'm like, okay.
It's very sweet. Yes.
Yes. I actually
we
was like,
them.
I'm like, I, well, we didn't, we put them in a box, took them to our room for breakfast the next day. Was it for breakfast?
No, we got it before
we went to the concert, yes. To the award show. You're right. And y'all are like, you know, blah, 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 Cronut. You want one? I'm like, no, I'm all right. No, I'm okay. I'm like, yeah, let me see if these people keel over before I try with these Cronuts.
Right. The chocolate sea salt was the best.
Yeah, well, I had whatever that glazed one is. Yeah. I had a little piece, and then I had more pieces.
I know. I saw. It's like once you get a little bit of sugar in your veins.
I said, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We all have our fancy clothes on, and we're cronutting out.
We're smashing Cronuts in our face.
It's like in the old days before the concert, hey, let's do some drugs. And now it's like, hey, man, let's mainline some Cronuts. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mainline Cronuts. I like that.
Thank you.
So, that was good. And then we ended up going over to the...
six of us again. So we hooked up everyone looking their best.
Yes.
Everybody looked all spiffy. And we went to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes.
Suited another line, which went very fast.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Beautiful. No problems.
And we all had separate seats because when you book, you... Book it.
But we had great seats. I would say we had great
nice seats. Yeah. Yeah.
And now I have been doing live television shows. Well, I did it for the first half of my adult life. I was, of course, the technology has improved. So you could, you know, with digital mixing boards, you can quickly switch to a new setup for the next band. This was so, and they did it all. There was no stopping. They did it live, all live to tape. I don't think there was a single. They might tighten something up maybe one or two places, but it was just all the way through tight. They have fantastic.
Smooth.
The set design was great. The way they brought down pieces of set as you know things are changing. They get the presenters over on the left stage or the right stage. It was great. And again, actually not again, but very atypical for award shows. It was well written. It was actually funny. The people can deliver their lines in a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the award show is like, it's so cringe.
Right.
No, it wasn't like that at all. It was hilarious
bits. It's going to be on TBN too on Friday night.
Friday night?
Yes.
And it was absolutely, there were hilarious bits that they did. Also very touching moments.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, so we were maybe two sections back, but on the lower level and all the performers and the celebs, the actual celebrities.
All your buddies.
So there was all of Mercy Me. And we're texting again, like, where are you? I'm like, I'm standing up again. I'm wearing a white shirt. And we're waving. They waved back. And we were the hero of section U, row 6 or whatever it was. Like, oh, you know the Mercy Me guys?
they didn't know who they were.
You told the lady next to us. We've seen all their concerts. No, they didn't know who I was. No, but they know that we knew Mercy Me. That And they're texting me throughout the concert.
Yes,
like funny there was an NFL player came up, and all of a sudden I get a text, sports ball. I mean, they were just cracking me up.
That's a No Agenda reference.
But every song was a hit.
Well, Torn Wells opened the show.
Whoa.
With, I don't know the name of the
Battleground or whatever it is.
I don't remember what the name of, I don't think that's what
it is. And that was the same guy we saw that did the sermon. Like, okay, son, this is nice.
I mean, it is, yes, you have to watch it. It is
I'm
fantastic.
Sure there's a Spotify playlist with all of these performers and all these songs.
Maybe.
I mean, as I've said before, today's Christian music is not lame. It's just not lame. And so what were your highlights from the show?
What do you think?
Well,
you know what my highlight was.
Yeah.
And I said...
Brandon Lake.
Yeah. Yes, before...
No. 4 weeks.
Yes.
I hope Brandon Lake does count him. Oh, I'm thinking like if Brandon Lake, he's going to be there. Do you think he'll do count him? I'm like, what do I know? I didn't even know the song. And even Annette knew.
I was like, want him to play that song. I want him to play that song.
Yeah.
And so when he came out and he played that song,
I jumped up like a little schoolgirl, both arms. Yay! You know, those like the two young girls who were sitting in front of us. Yes. They're like, you know, maybe 14 years old. You were just like that. It was so endearing. It was so cute because you had a beautiful white skirt on and you just jumped up like, yeah, 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 yeah.
I was,
yeah. And your head just going nuts.
He was phenomenal.
And he also co-hosted. I mean, he was also funny.
Yes. And Annette said, she said, I was so happy for you. She goes, and I was looking for you to see where you were, to see you jumping up and down. that was a highlight. And yeah. the last bit with Jonathan Rumi, Jesus from The Chosen.
And
I don't know who he was with, but that was a really funny bit.
They're friends. And again.
Yes.
So they did the very typical for award shows where you kind of slag each other off.
Yeah.
You know? But it was well done.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny.
I know. It was
funny,
so good.
Funny stuff.
It was.
My highlights.
Yes.
There is nothing like ZZ Top on Jesus, which would be Crowder.
Oh, okay.
David Crowder.
Yes.
He has this song, Grave Robber.
Uh-huh.
He comes out. What just happened? I think I'd heard the song before, but it was sound again. Excellent. You know, I got stolen by the grave robber. I'm like, Texas boy, go. Bam. The guitar.
Is he a Texas guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Small town Texas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that just blew me away. I mean, all of the performances blew me away. And so everyone got a piece of paper in their program guide.
Yes.
And it says, Don't Stop Praying. And it said on it.
And it's a song. That's a song.
Yes. By West.
Matthew West.
Matthew West, thank you. Who also did a funny bit on stage with the guy from Duck Dynasty.
With the beard.
Yeah. and it says, you know, please hold up this sign when prompted to during Matthew's performance. And you have to hear the song, Don't Stop Praying. And everyone held up. I was crying.
Oh, you were?
I was really emotional about that. Just like, because the lyric is, Don't Stop Praying. Don't stop calling on the name of Jesus. Keep on banging on heaven's door. Make your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop praying. And just everyone holding up that sign.
Everybody, the whole audience was holding
them
up.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
It got to me.
Yeah.
The whole weekend, that was the moment. I hung up the sign right there behind you.
I
it's
know.
On the wall.
I see it.
I know. You don't like us janky because it's a piece of paper. But I like it because I can see it right from where I'm sitting. Don't stop praying.
And I love that you put it up right there too, babe. Because you can see it directly.
I can see it right from where I'm sitting. Yeah.
It is kind of janky because it's a Xerox. It's a Xerox of a Xerox.
Well, that's actually the album cover is that.
Oh, is it?
It looks like that.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for noticing. Matthew called. He says, thanks for noticing my album art. Got to me. That really,
especially this weekend too, with what we were grappling.
So I was driving in the car today to go visit my friend, and I just played these two songs one after another. Bam! Nice. And I never even used to play music in the car. CNBC. I get in the car. CNBC.
Yeah.
Podcast. CNBC.
Yeah.
No. Now haven't touched.
You're a music guy now.
And in fact, when I went to pick up the Phoebers, when we come back, because we had to wait an extra day because we were back too late to pick her up. I went over in the car in the morning. Matthew West came on. And when I went back to get her up on the message, Sirius XM, when I went back, Crowder came on.
Oh.
And as much as I love my dog, I sat in the car for an extra 2 minutes to listen to the end of the song.
That's so sweet.
It was
that's awesome, babe.
Just
that's awesome.
Dynamite. I'm so enthusiastic.
I
wish I could play these songs.
I wish we could. Yeah. And it's like the experience was, I don't know. Amazing is not a strong enough word. It was just
heavenly.
Lovely. Being in God's presence, the Holy Spirit, the worshiping
with thousands of other people.
It was amazing.
But all backgrounds, ages, colors, creeds, and this was not a white concert.
And everybody singing. Yes, everybody singing.
Yeah.
But so after the fan awards, I'm like, hey, do you think you need to text Mike from Mercy Me? And you're like, oh, he probably wants to get home.
Yeah, I'm sure they want to go home.
We're, you know, trekking out.
Out of the Grand Ole Opry.
We get out of the Grand Ole Opry, and then he's like, oh, Mike wants us to come backstage. I'm like,
you're giving me a look like, well, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to be bothersome.
No, I understand. And so they wouldn't let us back in.
No.
They're like, sorry, no reentry.
And Mike says, hold on. Hold my beer. He pops out with his special all access, which, by the way, just because he has it doesn't mean we should. But whatever. It worked at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
He took us backstage, and the boys were there. They were actually waiting for us to say hi.
Yeah. And, it was nice.
And we chatted for a little bit.
Annette and Pastor Jimmy got to see them, too, because they didn't see them the night.
Right.
The first night when we saw them. So that was that was fun. Yeah. It was. They're great. They're great.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to call them No Mercy?
Yeah, thanks. Well, of course, when they do, I can only imagine the whole place just goes nuts.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? If Only Jesus?
Always Jesus.
Always Jesus? Mm-hmm. Sorry, boys. Which they did almost at the end of the concert as well.
Yeah.
People were losing their minds. People were on their knees.
Really?
With their hands wide open.
That's
just
awesome.
Looking up. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And that was just me. I don't know what the other people were doing.
That was amazing. The it whole really weekend was amazing. And I loved experiencing it with Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
I look forward to many cool experiences with our friends.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's what's kept us busy.
Yeah, I did have other things on my
list.
For what it's worth.
Okay.
Let me see. Nope. Did that. No, I pretty much got everything.
Okay. Well, we're done.
Except for the one thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
I've been reading my Founder's Bible.
Yes.
What a cool Bible this is.
And this was given to us by Catherine. Given to you.
For my baptism.
By Catherine and Brian.
Mm-hmm. And because, you know, it's actually the wall builders guy who
is a part of the Patriot Academy.
Who put it together.
Oh, yeah.
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 And I forget his name, David. I forget his name. But this, so it's the New American Standard Bible. That's the translation. But it has an intro, and then every 10 pages or so strategically placed in each book. There's a history of America, going back towards the founding, 1600s, really showing how this nation, we are a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
The people came here to spread the gospel. That was literally the charter of America. How far we've come from that. So I just started reading at page one. I'm like, I'm going to read this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I just started. I don't know how someone got the idea I'm going to do it in 1 year. I don't know where that came from, because it might take me longer than that or shorter. I don't know.
I don't know. You're a fast reader, but it's a pretty big book.
It's a big book, but it's just phenomenal. I didn't know any of these things. I never learned any of this in school.
Wow.
I mean, you know, the Navy's hymn from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Tripoli is in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always wondered, where does that come from? There's a whole history behind this
that
relates actually all the way to what we're dealing with today with in the Middle East. I mean, it's phenomenal. So I just want to recommend to anybody. You can get it on an app too if you want. The book is phenomenal. But I just wanted to say, people, you know, if you want to have an enjoyable experience of the Bible and have relative texts about the founding of America, this is the book for you.
Okay.
Now available from Time Life. Is it time?
Yes, for the God Shot.
Yes.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Everybody loves Tina's God Shot.
Think so?
Oh, I know so. This is like it's like the highlight. It's like the monologue of the Tonight Show. And this is Tina's God. Yes,
right.
I know so.
Okay.
You are, after all, the star of the show.
This is true. And you're holding me back.
I'm sorry for holding back your starter.
Because I'm being held back, we don't have a driveway, but it's okay. Well, it's so interesting because of the weekend and getting the news that we got about two incredibly dear friends, which was weighed very heavy. We spoke about it earlier about how, you know, when we prayed, instead of praying for the outcome we want, we have to pray for God's will. And so... Mm-hmm. It's it's been on my heart, you know, and like I said earlier, I mean, I was really stretched in my faith and came to a new understanding, and wisdom was being poured in. And I hope that I know that this will continue. The more that I get into God's word every day, I know that my faith is just going to continue to be fortified and strengthened and stretched and pulled. And I welcome that. Mm. And so as I was kind of thinking about all of this, there's this, and I can't remember if it was the devotional or where this came from, but it's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, "For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." Oof. And my notes that I have here, I said, "God ordained moments when opportunities seem over our head." So this situation seemed over our head, mm-hmm. but God looked mm-hmm. at it as an opportunity. And he put me right there for a reason. And he knows that I can get through it because it's the season of favor. This time, right now, supporting people I love was strategically designed for me to come up higher. Mm. And it did. It really did. And to understand, and also to really fully understand that outcomes are his will, not ours. It's his will. And so when
your will be done.
And when I pray, it's his will, not mine. And I stepped into it, and I know he'll guide me, and he's going to stretch me. And like I said, he's going to fortify my faith. And even when things are too much to bear. And so that scripture just really just showed me how much he's invested in my sanctification. Mm. And that when I'm praying for his will, you know, whatever is righteous according to him. So it was just, you understand? You got it?
I'm just sitting here listening to you. Yeah. Yes, darling, I understand.
I mean, it was a big weekend for me, experiencing the sadness that came while being in the middle of a weekend of worship.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for that to collide like that, how could it not stretch your faith? How could it not, you know? So anyway.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think we all felt that way.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put that into your words here.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You should be a star.
You're holding me back?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
That's right.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. We have a lot of Cocksuckers. I believe we have some new ones here as well.
Really?
Although no one is asking to be decanted, but you should, because we can't remember everybody. Value for value is how we like to roll with. I like to roll with all my podcasts, honestly. No creepy corporate money or commercials or anything like that. If you get any value from what we're doing, send it back to us. Go to curringthekeeper.com. We have a donate page. Also, a newsletter. Sign up for that. It's funny. And you get cool pictures.
Yeah.
You get cool pictures. And you get a reminder that we're going to do the show, even though we're pretty much on track doing it every single Wednesday evening.
Yes.
So we start off with our executive producer. Actually, we have a couple of executive producers. The first one was an in-person donation from the one and only Sir Patrick Coble, $100.
Aww.
And you have the note.
I do. And okay. It says, "Tina and Adam, what else can I say to you two other than thank you? Thank you, Adam, for what you have done for podcasting, which has made me a better critical thinker. Thank you, Tina, for finding and becoming the keeper that he needed and the world did. Thank you both for ending up in Fredericksburg and seeing Friendship, who led you to Bridge Church, Dame Annette, and Pastor Jimmy. Thank you for inspiring them to make their podcast that is changing thousands of people's lives with each episode. Thank you both for your journey to Christ, which you shared with your podcast and motivates me and others to make a change." And then, you know, there's a little bit more, which I'm not going to get into, but I love that.
Beautiful.
I love that through our podcast, I mean, God knew mm-hmm. all along what he had planned for us. We didn't. We thought we were going to be eating cheese and drinking wine.
We're still kind of drinking wine. Well, at least I am.
Yes.
I'm drinking wine. You're sipping.
So that was so sweet of Patrick to do
that. And of course, I've known Sir Patrick Coble for over 15 years.
I know.
Yeah. And he showed up to our honeymoon. He showed up to the Vegas super spreader event. He's always popping up everywhere. And there he is.
I know.
Right on cue. Home game for him. And thank you so much, Patrick. We love you, man. Then we have a very nice Striper donation from Gary Blatt, $77.77. I do not see a note from Gary.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
So Gary, I don't know if I missed it. I don't think so. I checked the email. You will be an executive producer for episode number 90, number 90. 90 episodes, babe.
That's crazy.
Right? That's 80, crazy. 83 with the Lord. The first seven were with
we're
the wine.
Sketch.
You said sketch.
I said sketch.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, thank
then
you,
we
Gary.
Go to Robert Taylor with a sequential 5678, $56.78. And he says, would you please dedicate this to the lovely Lisa of the North? It is our 25th anniversary of our engagement this weekend. 25 years.
Wow.
And they never had a fight.
Oh, wow.
You
congratulations.
And Adam are amazing in all the ways. Blessings to you both from John.
Oh, thank you so much.
He says John. I want to say, why does it say Robert?
No, it says John Taylor at the top.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. It says maybe he goes by John. Maybe he's John Robert Taylor.
Oh,
Robert
there you go.
John
Taylor. Oh, that's from the PayPal. Yeah, yes. Possible. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you
yeah,
very much.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations, 25th anniversary of your engagement.
And we will put the
love. When did we get engaged? You know, this is a very interesting date now that
yeah,
I think
it,
about it.
It is. Is it something 15th?
No.
Okay.
You know what? I want to talk about this real quick. We have very interesting date
numerology.
Yes.
I have it in my calendar. I know that.
Our first date was 051515.
Oh, yes.
051515. We got engaged on 091818.
Really now?
And then we got married on 051919.
We are awesome.
I know.
Then we have not one. No, we have two Striper boosts in a row from Pastor Jimmy,
Wait.
Who clearly forgot that he already sent a Striper boost.
He sent us two?
He sent another one.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, so I will I'll read them sequentially. So it's 77,777 Satoshis. Times two.
Wow.
So he is also, of course, an executive producer. So this is regarding episode 89, another great episode of Joy, Laughter, Life, and Jesus, the ingredients for a full and joyful life that reflects and radiates his glory. Keep shining. Keep leaking. Keep sharing. Love you two more than words. Our little excursion to Nashville was so life-giving and pure joy. Let's do it again next year. KTLD, KYBO, love you from Jimmy and Annette.
Aw.
And then another one. I don't know which one came in first. We love doing this adventure with the Currys. Never a dull moment, not even at 9,000. Oh, that was the first one. Not even at 9,000 feet. So that's when.
When you almost crashed. Yeah.
tell him what he was texting to Dame Annette.
I don't remember.
It was something like what he said, you know, I was trying to text or I'm texting you. We almost died, but you didn't answer your phone. Oh. Let me play the jingles. Yeah. And if you listen to episode number 66 of Living Up in a Down World, they have their. Basically, it's one long God shot about the weekend.
Oh, you know, is it?
Yeah, really, really good.
Oh, good.
Do you know that they skipped episode 64? It's now the lost episode.
What happened to it?
Jimmy just miscounted.
Oh.
He went from 63 to 65. And I thought I had missed something. Like, oh, whatever. I thought I boosted every episode. I don't know what happened to that. So it'll be the lost episode. Okay. Then we have Rhonda Pyburn, also, yes. AKA Dame Rhonda, the harpy fun killer. And she says, Tina and Adam. At $50. I love listening to your conversations, but this last episode was so special, I had to donate.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary and congratulations to you both on this special occasion. I remember years ago seeing a play that I cannot remember the name of, but I never have forgotten a line from it, which was, Coincidence is a word that we use when we think God is not paying attention. Wow, let me read that again. Coincidence is just a word that we use when we think God is not paying attention. Mm. He is never not paying attention.
That's true.
We just have to keep looking for those God shots.
Aww.
Blessings, and here's to many more years together for you from Dame Rhonda, the Harpy Fun Killer. P.S. I listened through the Fountain app and tried to donate, but there was that info when I got to the Bitcoin purchase that freaked me out.
Yeah, I understand.
The KYC.
Yes, yeah.
So PayPal it was. That will get better.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda. That is so sweet. We so appreciate that.
Then coming in with the magic number, $33.33. Mm. Sir, by his grace, David Wicker.
I know, David.
Tina, you truly are lovely.
Oh.
AC, sorry for all my ageist analogies. We are one body and with many moving parts, and dancing and worshiping with y'all was just incredible. The Pruitts, the music, God really showed up big.
Sure did.
Just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. Big God. I actually sent the link to the video.
Thank you, yeah. David. We enjoyed spending time with you.
We did. Then $30 from the Netherlands.
Yes.
From Mila.
Yes.
Hello, Tina and Adam. I'm new here. This is my first donation. Aww. There we go.
Thank you for letting us know.
Decanted.
You have been decanted, Mila. Thanks for the good show, because I live in Holland and the time difference. I listen on the next day, mostly very early in the morning. I start 4 a.m. with my job. What?
No, I was like 4 a.m. Ooh.
Yeah. Oof. You are both also in my prayers. Greetings from Mila. Thank you, Mila.
Thank you. That was so kind.
Appreciate that. Yeah. That's so sweet. 22,000 Satoshis. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only comic strip blogger.
What?
That's
right. He's
been
missing for about a year. Where have you been?
He was overboard. In fact, we should probably decant him just to bring him back in.
You've been decanted.
And he says, howdy, Jesus followers, Tina and Adam. Here's a prayer. Heavenly Father, we beseech you for peace in the hearts of all involved in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Bring healing and reconciliation to these nations. Grant Poland your protection and serenity. May your love and grace guide all towards harmony and understanding. Amen. And yo from CSB.
Wow.
Hello, CSB.
Wow.
With a prayer.
Wow.
With a prayer.
Love that.
What is happening to the world?
Baby, Aslan's on the move.
He is on the move. Thank you, CSB. Love you, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Then a mini striper boost. Here we go. Sir Brian with an eye checks in. Adam, I know you're busy listening to REO Speedwagon or whatever, but you don't even listen to Curry and the Keeper? You need to get your life together.
That's right, because I complained last week that you don't even listen to our show.
It's such a great show. It's the audio version of what women put on the wall that says, live, laugh, love. And I'll remind you to start listening to Tina's show by sending you a red hat that says, make the donation segment great again. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Thank you, Brian.
So when we go on our sojourn. Sojourn in August. September. End of August. Is it end of August? It's
September.
First week of September. For my birthday.
Yes.
He and Sir TJ the Raffle are putting together the best of.
No. When you go to Amsterdam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's even sooner. Oh, yes. That's coming up in two weeks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that'll be even better.
He texts me. He's like, I got it at 4 hours and 30 minutes. I'm like, no. Then he goes, okay, I got it down to 2 hours and 47 minutes. I go, no.
Hour and a half, Brian. Kill your darlings. So that's what we say in the business. You can do it. You can do it. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. $5 from Randall Black. No note.
I think he has.
We've decanted him.
Yes.
Yeah. Paul Hearn with $5. Thank you very much. And there's another Sir Brian with an eye. 1, 2, 3, 4 Satoshis. Tina, stop spoiling the punchlines.
Oh,
last time you did that was in episode 56. He's been listening to everything.
He listens to every episode.
Was in episode 56, and somehow, and I don't know why, I got blamed for that, he says. And Adam, thank you for getting down to the root cause of the problem and your usage of the mute button.
What's he talking about?
Love y'all. In the evening, let's go podcasting.
In the evening!
Then we have, our OG Samonier with 519 sats, young couple.
Oh, Michael.
It was an honor to hear that you chose a selection from my cellar to sanctify your marriage.
Yes. And where is the rest of that wine? I need
Someone else got sanctified on it, I think. it was actually lovely.
It was. You're lovely. Using my word.
Sorry.
Okay.
But I needed something to wash down that huge chunk of bread with, so I was very happy. Thank you, Michael. And that's it for our executive and associate executive producers. Yes,
You got Gary Blatt, 7777. From PayPal.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He was the first one.
Did you have a note?
No, I don't. He was the first one. Yeah.
After Sir Patrick. Yeah. Yes. No, I got Gary Blatt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Are you checking my work?
I am. I'm following along over here, you know, because sometimes you. And you got Paul Hearn and Randall Blatt.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Hello, right. I've been doing this for 17 years. Hello, I know. I used to screw it up, but I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I do my best. Value for value. We put it out there. If you get any value from it, just send some back to us. We also love your notes, stuff you send in the P.O. box. We love it all. It's all fantastic. It's all at curryandthekeeper.com.
I also want to acknowledge a beautiful gift we got today from Stephanie and Don. Francis.
Even though we said no gifts.
We said no gifts. She broke the rule.
There was
a few people that broke the rule.
Yes, yes, they did.
And she said this. So Annette asked me before the bow renewal ceremony, she said, do you and Adam have a favorite scripture that you like? And we talked about it. And I was like, you know, Psalm 139, verse 14 through 16. And
can you read that for us?
I don't have it up on my computer.
Well, that you're never going to be a podcast star that way.
Well, I'm sorry. I've got one iPad. You've got a whole screen and buttons and you got all sorts of accoutrements over there.
Hold on. Psalm 139. I can get it pretty quick here on my Apparama. Okay. 139 is a lot of scrolling. Okay. And what is the
verse 14 through 16?
14 through 16. I shall read, and in this case, just because I have it up, this is the NASB. Here we go. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. And 16?
My NIV version is different. But anyway, so I...
You want me to read the NIV version?
So then I sent it off to her and I told her why. And I said, you know, because it's wonderful that God had planned all along for Adam and I to become, you know, to meet and walk our faith journey together and be saved, you know, be saved by Jesus Christ, you know, together. I'm paraphrasing. And so Annette sent that to Stephanie and Stephanie had it engraved on a frame.
So beautiful.
And we got the frame today and it's gorgeous. Nice.
Yeah,
it is so lovely. Cause I thought to myself, why did Annette ask me that? Cause I thought,
that's why, you know, that's how Stephanie got it. Is Annette sent
it
to her?
Mm-hmm.
You went through you checked all that communication.
I know what I sent Annette. And so what I sent Annette is what is on the frame. So I knew it.
Collusion, anybody?
So because I thought, I wonder why Annette's asking me. Maybe Jimmy's going to incorporate that into the vow ceremony. And then I got the frame today. So
it's a beautiful gift.
And that, you know, she was kind of sneaky on a couple things, just like.
Besides threatening me to approve at least one dress, no matter what, if I valued my life. Yes, exactly. Oh boy, it's the scariest moment for me.
No, it's not.
I'm very scary.
I know, I was like, what is a habit? What is
a what? A say what? A habit?
No, when I ask you a question, you're like, well, what do you mean by the word habit? I'm like, really?
Come on, man. It's
come
like,
on,
that's
man.
Just me Come on. That's just me stalling for time.
All right, here you go.
All right.
What's the one thing you have done in your life that you will never have to do again?
The one thing in my life that I'll never have to do again? Oh, man. Why don't you do yours, babe? Because I need to think about it.
No, come on.
Come on?
Come on.
I mean, that I'll never have to do again? I mean, so now I need some clarification. It's like something that I'll never have to do because it was so hard to do.
You can define it in any way you want.
Well, the only thing that comes to mind, I'll never have to do again. I never have to take my pilot's test again.
Oh.
You got it. It's good for life. If I want to upgrade to a different level, I'll have to take a test. But that's the one thing 95% of all people who start out flying never get to taking
okay.
the test.
Okay.
And that was weeks and weeks of studying. And I know I'm disappointing you with my answer.
No, no.
But that's all I
not
got.
At
that's
all.
The first thing that came to mind.
Okay.
I'll never have to do it again. I can do another one to upgrade for my instrument rating, but it's good to go. Helicopters and airplanes. I'm proud of that. And I'm happy I don't have to do
okay.
that ever again.
Okay. Good.
All right. There
good.
You go. Yours will be much better. Go.
Not really.
Okay.
As you know, I never have to move again. Because you're going to have to
good
take
one.
Me. You're
good
gonna
one.
Have to take me out of this house feet first.
The hearse can come right into the garage. I'll wheel you right down the hallway.
I am never, ever, ever moving again. Never.
Never say never, no. But I think you and I both agree. This is it.
Yes.
This is it. And I love our house.
I do.
I love where we live. I love our community.
I do too.
I will protect it with my life.
Yes, me too.
I will protect
it. So I never
it.
Have to move again. And so much so that Pastor Jimmy and Annette's daughter, she and her husband are buying their first house. And I said, I have boxes for you. I have them in the garage.
Hey, we got the tape. We got labels.
I got
all kinds of groovy stuff.
I have it all.
Oh, baby, I loved this past week.
Oh, me too.
Let's do another. Let's do every week like this.
It was amazing. It really was.
I love you.
I love you too.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
Curry and the Keeper.